Hello, my name is Jenna, and welcome back to Psyche. Unfortunately, Terrence will no longer be joining us on the podcast, and as such, the structure has changed slightly. Until I find another co-host, I will be bringing friends on as guests, and as always, every other episode will be mental health focused, while the others will primarily be on books, movies, shows, games, and more. If the episode contains sensitive topics or spoilers, I will put TW for trigger warning or SP for spoilers in the description with a brief summary of the topics discussed in that episode. It should be noted that my guests and I are not mental health professionals and that you should not think of us as such. If you are struggling in any way, please contact a mental health professional. Hello.
Hi.
Today I have Hope with me. We just got done watching The Lighthouse, starring Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. His name is so weird.
I know. I always think it's William.
Yeah. Me too. And then I read it and I was like, Willem.
Willem.
It's weird. But yeah, so we just got done watching that. It was not a fun movie to watch.
Yeah, I would not have stayed awake if I did not watch it with somebody else.
Yeah, like, we had a purpose for watching it.
Yeah.
But
it was good, but also not. And, like, I've watched black and white movies before, and I've always, like, pretty much enjoyed them, but it's, like, I don't know if it's because it was so quiet the entire movie, I felt like I needed to take a nap.
It was so quiet, and it was just very frustrating to watch.
Yeah, because the actors, I feel like they didn't enunciate well enough, so it was like I kind of couldn't understand what they were saying half the time. So.
Yeah, they didn't really enunciate well, and just in general, like, I don't know. It was disturbing. So they accomplished that, if that's what they were trying to accomplish.
I don't know. That's the thing. I felt like for a horror movie, it really wasn't that scary. And even, like, psychological horror, I didn't feel, like, that unsettled.
Yeah, I just felt more, like, frustrated. Which, yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of the point, but, like, I wouldn't classify that as, like, disturbing. It was just,
yeah.
There were disturbing scenes, but overall it was, like, just kind of a frustrating movie.
And, like, it did move and was kind of paced as an Edgar Allan Poe story, which is what it was based off of, but it definitely didn't, I don't know how to, like, put it. It didn't, like, it was paced like that where it was, like, kind of boring, but if I was, like, reading the story, I'd be like, oh, this is actually pretty interesting, like, the Telltale Heart.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, that'd be, like, scary if I was in that situation, but, like, thinking about it, I was like, yeah, you know what, like, with Willem Dafoe's character kind of gaslighting Robert Pattinson, I was kind of like, all right, you know what, I would lose my mind if I was in this situation, but, like, just watching it, I really didn't think that too much.
Yeah, and I think they did really well with using the natural sounds as if they were on an island, but that was, like, the only sound, which
is eerie.
Yeah, which is eerie, and, like, it just kind of enforces that sense of isolation.
Right, like, towards the end of the movie when, like, Robert Pattinson, like, finally, I don't know if we're allowed to give it spoilers, but, like, it's been out, it came out in 2019.
Well, we can give spoilers.
Okay. where he, like, touched the light finally, and then he was, like, screaming, and I didn't even realize he was screaming, because it, like, meshed so well with the foghorn that was happening, and it kind of sounded, like, inverted, like a deep-fried meme, but a little bit, but, like,
a deep-fried what?
A deep-fried meme.
I fucking love that. I am going to use that so much now. but yeah, so for those of you who don't know what The Lighthouse is, it is a A24 black and white film.
A psychological horror.
Psychological horror.
And it's, I guess, based in 19th century.
Yeah, yeah. Like early 19th century.
Yeah, as two light keepers are losing their minds on an island.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's, like, the whole thing is the power struggle.
Yeah, I think it, it definitely has a lot to do with power struggle. And, like, you can kind of tell that with, like, camera angles and how they, like, frame, like, William Dafoe a lot of times. He was, like, higher up and looking down at Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, so Willem Dafoe plays the older lighthouse keeper, and Robert Pattinson plays the younger one, who, I guess, I don't know if they both just arrived on the island, or if...
I don't know, because it seems like he's, Thomas Wick, which is Willem Dafoe's character, said that he had been doing it for 13 years, so I think he actually owned the lighthouse, but I wasn't sure if he actually was there full-time, or if he just only came back, like, during, I don't know, maybe, like, fishing season or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. It wasn't, it's a very confusing movie. It doesn't explain a lot.
I feel like it's definitely a lot of times left up to interpretation.
Yeah. So I kind of interpreted it as, like, they were both coming to the island just for, they said 4 weeks at the beginning. So that was my interpretation, was, like, they were more colleagues, but for some reason, this old man was just asserting his dominance over our pets.
Yeah, I think he owned the lighthouse, that's why.
Yeah, that would make sense if that's what that is.
Because he also had the keys.
Yeah, yes. Okay, yeah. That does make sense. Yeah. But, yeah, this old man really just...
He said the light was his wife, and you know what? I guess I gotta respect it.
Weird kink, but okay.
Yeah, go off, I guess. But yeah, like I wrote down like a quote where he was saying, "The light is mine." It's like, all right, you know, chill. You know, I think like the sun rises every day. we all get some light.
So, you were saying something about the type of camera or film that they use.
Oh yeah, I know they used a different type of camera to make it feel like an older movie. And I know that the screen was, the film was shot in black and white with nearly square 1:19:1 aspect ratio. So it actually felt like it was an old, an old timey film.
It did feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until the mermaid, I think. In my opinion, like, once they brought the mermaid in and they, like, it kind of looked more modern.
I get, yeah.
Just like that, it felt like an old-timey film, and then they brought in this piece that was clearly made in the 21st century, and it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I feel like although the production value was really good, and so I think that's definitely part of it, but if they wanted to make it look older than just black and white, they would have made the production value way worse.
Yeah.
So, like, overall, cinematic, it was a beautifully shot movie.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Like, that being said, it's not a pretty movie.
Oh,
but
no.
It's very beautifully shot.
Yeah. It looks gross half the time, where they're, like, spitting and farting, and, like, Willem Dafoe farts so much in this movie. And I don't know if that's I do know. That is a power move.
Yeah, so from my perspective, there's no point in watching this movie except to, see Willem Dafoe fart, two, see Robert Pattinson's butt, and three...
Never thought I'd see that.
Yeah, me neither. And three, mermaid vagina.
Yeah, they... Oh, God.
Why are we talking about this? Fuck.
Yeah, you even said you didn't want to bring up the mermaid vagina.
But we brought it up, it's fine.
I have to talk about it. They finally figured out where the mermaid vagina would be.
The mystery of man has been solved.
Yeah, I gotta say, this felt a lot like a comedy.
It really did. It made us laugh a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's just because I'm a sick person.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if that says more about the film or about us, but...
Yeah, like... spoiler, Robert Pattinson kills Willem Dafoe in this movie, and I laughed.
I covered my ear because I didn't want to hear it, and she just goes, wait, you didn't want to hear the squish?
There's a squishy sound.
But anyways, enough about us being psychopaths.
It's okay.
There's really a theme of isolation.
Yeah.
Like, I know I already kind of mentioned that, but... you know, the sounds really contribute to it, but also I guess it kind of conveys the frustration of being isolated, which is ironic because it came out before the pandemic, but still.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, like it definitely, you can feel the frustration that Robert Pattinson feels because the old man just kind of doesn't give a fuck. Like he's happy to be isolated.
He starts gaslighting him about how long that they've been there, and it's like, oh, you broke the boat. He's like, I didn't break the boat. He's like, no, you broke it.
Well, the thing is, about that, he's like the whole movie he was warning what's Robert Pattinson's character's name?
So he first lies.
Right.
Because he pretends to be his old boss from, like, the log mill that he used to work at.
Yeah.
To, like, get a better job. Mm-hmm. It's Thomas something. It's Hold on.
You got this. I believe in
Thomas
you.
Howard.
What?
Thomas Howard.
Okay, is Thomas Howard. Okay.
Which is the real name of his character instead of his old boss that he watched die and didn't do anything to stop it.
Cool. So he's a great person.
Yeah.
So Thomas Howard, the old man, continuously warns Thomas Howard about things that are bad luck. Like, probably one of the first scenes, they're at the dinner table and the old man tries to toast him and he, like, refuses. I don't know why you refuse to begin with, because it's just kind of like, what's the harm?
I know, like, Thomas Howard didn't drink.
Oh, okay. So he didn't drink when he got to the island?
Yeah, he was like, I don't want to drink.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He's like, I'm technically on the job. I'm not going to drink. I'm going to be responsible.
Okay.
And then, so he, like, he dumps it out and gets water instead, but the water is kind of nasty, because then he starts coughing up. Anyway,
So, yeah, so he warns him about how that's bad luck, and then killing a seagull is bad luck.
Yeah.
And then...
because it's, like, the souls of sailors who've died.
And so there are all these superstitions that are kind of plaguing this old man, like...
Yeah.
And then, because of that, I guess, as a mark of, like, rebellion, Thomas Howard, like, directly goes against that, and, like, he fucking mauls a seagull again.
Beats it against... Well, I know it's, like, it was a one-eyed seagull, which was, like, mocking him and following him, and he kept shitting on him. I would be pretty mad, too. I mean, I would never kill an animal, but, like... Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because by the end of the movie, you were like, I would have killed this man a long time ago.
Yeah! I would kill a man, but I would never kill an animal.
Oh, my God. That's so on brand for you. Okay, anyways.
Okay, FBI, I would not actually kill a person. I'd be racked with guilt.
I know, I can't imagine you doing that.
Yeah, I really...
like, you would talk shit about men and be like, kill all men.
God. I would talk so much shit. And then... when it, like, finally came time, they were like, all right, let's fight. I'd be like, no, actually.
Just, like, I'm a pacifist. I'm a vegetarian. I'm a gentle soul. I just have a lot of anger.
Exactly.
But, yeah, so the old man is, like, he basically blames Thomas Howard for, you know, breaking the boat or whatever and making them stranded longer, because he thinks he like truly believes in his soul that because he's done these things that go against superstitions, that that's why they're
right
in a worse situation.
Yeah, like, because he's I just remember this, because he killed the seagull, that's why the storm happened and they couldn't get their rations. And then Robert Pattinson or Thomas Howard starts to lose his mind, and he's like, nah, I'm getting off this island. Then he grabs the boat, and then Thomas Wick, Willem Dafoe's character, breaks it with an axe. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's really fun.
That's.
I love that.
That's really good. Both of them are completely sane, of course, throughout this entire movie.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing that you guys should know. They're literally just continuously unraveling.
Yeah.
Like, nothing about them is stable.
Yeah. I guess that is kind of unnerving. I mean, I wasn't, like, super unnerved by it, but it's like, not, the more I think about it, I guess the more it's, like, unnerving it feels.
I mean, I feel like it wasn't really too disturbing, but it was more like you were watching these two men literally unravel.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's, like, a few gross things, like mermaid vagina, but, like, like, I won't lie, that was kind of weird, but...
That was... Very strange.
Very strange, very random, all of those things. Yeah. But, yeah, it's more just frustrating. I kind of think that the point of the movie, like, the people who made it were just like, all right, let's see how many people we can drive insane over the course of 2 hours.
Right.
Just not with, like, disturbing images, just with frustration.
Yeah. But, like, speaking of the 2 hours thing, I felt like it dragged so much in the beginning, and then so much happened towards the end.
Yeah, it kind of...
They could have, like, maybe cut the beginning a little bit more. I don't know if I guess... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, it kind of is expedition, but it's, like, it felt, like, too much at the same time.
There was, I mean, honestly, like, you know, the beginning's supposed to be when they explain what's happening. They didn't even explain what's happening.
Yeah,
so
it was just silent.
Yeah, it was just artsy.
Yeah.
Like, the point of the beginning was to be artsy. To be like, oh my gosh, look at us. We're so smart. We're
A24.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And in terms of story, it's not good. But in terms of, like, cinematography, it was mm-hmm. nice, I guess.
I feel like I would have enjoyed the story more if it wasn't, I was going to say if it wasn't so quiet, but I guess that is kind of the point of it, too. So mm-hmm. it's, like, isolated. There's only two people.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, because the story I didn't think was, like, that bad. It was just too long.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It feels like one of Edgar Allan Poe's short stories.
It does, yeah.
It's just that they put it into a movie and dragged it out.
Yeah. It would have been good as, like, a short film.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess part of why they would drag it out, though, is to just, it's the mental effect on the viewer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Which is, like, just fucking get me out of here.
Right.
It's like, I don't want to be here. Why are you dragging this out? And then it's like, hey, that's what they're feeling, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I mean, good point.
That's just my thought on the subject. Yeah. But, also, this is the second movie that Robert Pattinson is in where mermaids scream at him.
Yeah.
Also, really quickly, what would be the product of a vampire and a mermaid? Like, what would their child be?
I think, like, an anglerfish.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. All right. You know, all right, if we're going to completely ignore, like, the whole, like, Stephanie Meyer's bullshit of making vampires twinkle in the sun. All right, we're gonna ignore that lore and actually go back to, like, Dracula's lore.
Okay, let's
like,
do it.
He disintegrates, you know, when he
yes,
touches
absolutely.
Light.
Yes, absolutely.
So he'd have to be at the bottom
so
of the ocean.
So he would have to be at the bottom of the ocean.
He'd have these massive teeth.
Oh, absolutely. Okay.
An anglerfish. Duh.
Duh, obviously. Why didn't I think of that?
I don't know.
It's so obvious.
Exactly.
But would it be half human? Would it be a anglerfish mermaid?
Well, okay, here's the thing. What if... Alright. So, alright. We're gonna go into genetics a little bit, alright?
Okay, sounds
so,
good.
A vampire is half human, half monster, right?
I thought it was just, like, a dead human that
right.
sucks blood.
But it's, like, it's human-like.
Yes.
So, alright, so take... So, alright. So, just say it's, like...
We
a
need
human...
to do, like, Punnett squares for this thing.
Yeah, but say it's a human inhabited by a demon, essentially, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. And then a mermaid is also half human, half, like, creature.
Yes.
So, could they technically have a human baby and then have, like, a monster baby? If, like, you have, like, this anglerfish-looking thing and it's like, this is my brother.
Just, like, carrying around a fish tank. You're this, like, is my brother.
It's like, we're twins.
A fish tank covered with a blanket.
Right, exactly. I'm just saying.
I love that. Yes. I think Punnett squares are...
Yeah.
Yeah. There's, like, a 50-50 chance
exactly.
of either one, and
yeah.
then there's a...
Because, like, sure, it would... Like, the vampire, it would still look kind of human. So, like, the person-like product would... I'm getting way too into this. The person-like product would still have, like, vampire-esque qualities, you know?
Absolutely,
they
yeah.
could probably also swim really well, but...
See, in my head, I just went, would it be a mermaid with fangs? But I like anglerfish.
Yeah.
We'll just go with anglerfish.
Okay, but I need to talk more
about... Go for it.
All right, because here's the thing. All right, so I'm assuming... Would they suck fish's blood?
That's what I don't know.
Damn, okay.
I mean, if it's an anglerfish, it would have to, because
right.
it's
like,
at the bottom of the sea.
But the sibling of that, the humanoid.
I mean...
Because they would be, you know, walking on land.
Hmm.
They would suck blood. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they would suck blood.
But, like, but probably fish's blood.
Probably fish's blood, yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, what else are mermaids going to eat?
Would he or she have a gill?
They'd have to.
I like to think that they would, yeah.
But, okay, then there's, like, a third child to that. Because if we're going to the Punnett squares, there's four squares, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Hold on, I need to draw it upon its card.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, Robert Pattinson imaginary fucks a mermaid.
Yes.
In the movie, which is why we are speculating about what their child would be. And it's a lot of fun.
Here's the thing. It was a quick scene, but it really stuck with us.
It's because it was the only, like, distinguishable part of the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Like, other... Because, like, in my head, when I think about the movie, it's just, like, foghorn noises and waves and wind. And then there's, like, an old man and a kid, and then the kid fucks a mermaid. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of goes back to, like, normal for a little while. And then the next scene that stuck in my head was the old man's face being bashed in by an axe.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a teapot.
So
the old man was carrying the axe, and he tried to attack.
So the old man strikes at Robert Pattinson with the axe, and then... I love how you're actually drawing a Punnett square for this.
Listen, okay, I need to know.
So the old man hits Robert Pattinson with an axe, and then Robert Pattinson picks up a tea kettle, hits him over the head with it, takes the axe, and then blows his head in. I don't think a tea kettle could do that much damage to someone's head.
Well, here's the thing. If you hit, like, the temple, and I'm assuming it was the head, the temple is, like, the most sensitive area. You can, like, hit anything there and, like, hard enough. Are you going to try to... Like, you know, because, like, the skull is, like, it was a metal teapot. And I don't know if, like... You know, they,
I've never tried to kill anyone with
no,
a teapot.
No, neither have I. But, like, I just know this. I don't know why. Anyway, like, if you hit somebody in the head with something hard enough, because, like, especially in the 1800s, like, they would have to be, like sturdier than they would be now, especially in, like, that environment of being on an island for, with, like, lots of storms and stuff, you know, they'd have to be, like, pretty sturdy and, like, I can't imagine they'd be super light. I mean, even though that they are hollow, it's still metal. So it's, like, it's gotta be, like, hitting somebody in the head with, an iron rod, you know?
And yeah.
I've watched a lot of true crime, okay? This is... So it's, like... So here's the thing. After drawing the Punnett square...
Okay, go
all right. It. So, there would be one. All right, I determined that capital M, capital V is the gene... Vampire and mermaid.
Okay.
All right. So that would be like the anglerfish right there.
Okay.
All right. Then moving over next to the right, it would be capital M lowercase v. So it'd be all mermaid, no vampire. So okay. That's just mermaid.
Mermaid.
Okay.
Okay.
Then going one down, vampire. Human, so it's just a vampire.
Okay.
And then you would have the one human child. And the last square, that's just lowercase m, lowercase v.
So capital M, capital V would be the anglerfish.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Honestly, the fact that this is what we have to do to talk about this movie just kind of tells you a lot about the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm focused on most is this, not the
yeah, not the actual aspects of the movie. It's like, okay, Robert Pattinson used to play a vampire. Cool. Yeah.
Which is, you know, I've only seen the first Twilight movie. Did not enjoy it.
I was forced to watch all of them by various friends over time, and they don't get any better.
Yeah, I can't imagine that they would.
Yeah, when you said, because Hope's the one who chose this movie, and when she said that it starred Robert Pattinson, I went,
Okay, even in Harry Potter, you like Harry Potter.
Yeah, I like Harry Potter, but, like...
And he was good in Harry Potter.
Yes, he was. However, my image of Robert Pattinson is tainted by Twilight, and I think that might be part of why he hates Twilight so much.
Oh, definitely.
Also because they didn't give him any character. Like, his whole character is just, like...
Toxic.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how snakes are venomous?
Yeah.
I like to think of... whatever the fuck his name is from Twilight.
Oh, Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen, yes. He's definitely a poisonous snake, or a poisonous vampire. Like, he has venom in his fangs, you know?
Right. Like, but I think snakes are more interesting. Anyway, Twilight is bad. That's the point of this conversation. Yes. So I was like, all right. He wasn't good in that, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone in that movie looks constipated.
Yes. Constantly.
All the time.
Constantly constipated.
So, you know, constantly constipated. Kind of need some prune juice in that movie, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
But, to my surprise, he's a very good actor.
Yeah, and I was not expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of knew that because, again, I am also a fan of Harry Potter. He mm-hmm. was great as Cedric Diggory, but...
I can kind of argue that he didn't have much of a role.
Yeah, that's true. It was a very minor role, but, like, mm-hmm. when he died at the end... Heartbroken. And I don't know if that's because his, like, dad was screaming, so it's like, oh, that hurts.
I think it was just, like, they set it up well. You
yeah,
know?
That's true.
Because the thing is, like, I think Cedric Diggory... Now we're talking about Harry Potter.
You know, it's all over the place.
Fine. It's fine. Because I know in the books, Cedric had, a bigger role in that
novel. I'm gonna be honest, I vaguely remember the books.
Yeah, well, he just, like, you saw him more, and he was, like, you know, you could actually root for him.
Yeah.
Versus in the movie, it was just kind of like, ah.
Yeah.
Hey, Harry, what's up?
Yeah.
And I mean, then he died.
Yeah. To be fair, in movies and, like, book adaptations, mm-hmm. they have to, like, cut a lot of yeah. stuff out. Like, oh, my God, those movies would have been longer if they did every oh my scene. Gosh.
I think, yeah.
Unlike this movie. Which
Unlike
was
this movie where...
way too long for yeah. a short story.
More or less, yeah. I think it could have been, like, an hour.
Yeah. Or, like... maybe an hour and 15, I'd be okay
yeah,
with that. The average length of a movie is fine with me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make it almost 2 hours for what feels like only complete silence besides a foghorn.
And, you know.
It feels criminal.
Yeah, it's like the foghorn, the waves, the wind, and gulls.
Yeah.
And then this old man's fucking voice in your ear.
Yeah. Oh my God. When he's like, don't spill the beans.
I know. It's like the fuck?
I don't know if they were, like, trying to convey him kind of, like, godlike or something, because it was just, like, echoing throughout. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they were trying to do there. I don't know if it was, like Robert Pattinson's character was just hearing his voice constantly and, like...
Because,
mm-hmm. The power struggle is, like, actually pretty interesting how they do
yeah.
that with, like, him calling Thomas Howard a dog all the time, like, trying to say, like, oh, you're an animal, or, I kind of own you, sort
yeah,
of thing.
Or lad,
yeah, not mm-hmm. actually using his name, even though he said, hey, can you call me by my name?
Mm-hmm.
So, that was interesting. But something that I, like, really liked at the end, and this also might just be because I love Greek mythology, mm-hmm. was as Thomas Howard was burying Thomas Wick alive, pretty much,
mm-hmm.
He didn't, like, fully bury him, but Thomas Wick was saying, he said, you're gonna have, like, Prometheus's fate or, like, Prometheus's blunder. I can't remember the exact wording. And then at the end, Robert Pattinson falling down the stairs, and then at the ending scene, his liver being eaten by seagulls.
Seagulls, yeah.
Which, fun fact, I don't know if you know this, the liver in... like, Greek myth and everything,
mm-hmm.
was where they thought emotion was. Not the heart, the liver.
The liver.
Yeah, that's why they had Prometheus's liver being
interesting.
Eaten out,
also, know? He stole the fire. He stole the light.
Well, yeah, that. But, yeah. like, I'm talking about, like, yeah. how he ended up after that.
Yeah. No, I know. But I'm just saying. There's yeah. another parallel in
oh,
that heap.
Oh, my... Why didn't I even put that together? I just thought about his death. I am kind of a dark person.
Hey, no, it's okay. It's okay. I'm like, he stole the fire.
Oh,
and you're
he
like,
stole the-
he died.
He got his liver eaten by birds.
As all men should.
Exactly. Honestly, wow. What a great movie. Both men die.
Yeah. The other thing that I thought was really interesting is there's a theme of the two men trying to cover up their problems with the first thing, sexual things, and then also with alcohol.
Yeah.
And when they run out of alcohol, what I think it says, like, they mixed honey with turpentine.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know what that is, but it doesn't sound like you should drink it.
I know, I think I, like, it's in my dad's garage.
Yeah, so probably not something you should drink if you keep it in the garage.
Right.
But, yeah, I just thought it was interesting because, like, they try to cover up their problems with, you know, pleasure, and then it just kind of makes everything worse.
Yeah, okay. I just looked it up just to double check. Yeah, mm-hmm. turpentine is to varnish. And
Polish those insides.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You have to varnish your mind. And drinking's great for... No, I'm kidding. I'm 100% kidding.
Please do not become alcoholics.
Yeah.
I beg of you. But yeah, it was just kind of interesting too, because then you said that he wasn't drinking at the beginning.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. I could not understand any word at the very beginning.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to drink, and then he ends up drinking after Thomas Wick says, mm-hmm. come on, it's your last day, celebrate a little bit.
Yeah.
Before, you know, all the rations couldn't get there, and he couldn't mm-hmm. get off the island. But then, in Thomas Wick's book, he said... He was like, oh, I think he should have, like, severance without pay.
Mm-hmm.
And, because he was drinking on the job, and he wasn't, that he was just, like,
old.
Trying to,
oh.
yeah, he was like, fucking I don't want to fucking pay this man, so I'm just gonna make up all this about him, and.
Yeah, as if he wasn't.
Yeah, and that okay. was the final straw for Thomas Howard.
I don't blame him for yeah. that. I mean, I wouldn't kill the man.
Right,
like...
that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
But when you're both losing your minds,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Things happen.
Definitely. No, honestly, I think it's kind of, it has, like, a little bit of a subliminal message of, like, hey, alcohol won't help you.
That, yeah.
Hey, sex won't help you.
Yeah.
If anything, it made everything worse.
Yeah.
For them, in various ways. Yeah. Especially because, like, they drank all of their alcohol away, and then they didn't have anything else to drink. And it's like, yeah. hey, if you guys weren't, like, binge drinking every night, maybe you'd still have some left.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't have to drink fucking turpentine.
Right. But also, this is a completely different point,
mm-hmm.
but how did they live that long? Because you can live... All right, because they didn't have any more mm-hmm. rations. Like, they did not have any more food. They were just drinking. And that dehydrates you.
Mm-hmm.
So, like... And you can live up to a week without eating anything, only drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
They were dehydrated. They didn't eat anything. How did, like, I guess the time was kind of iffy because, one, Thomas Wick was gaslighting the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I guess it could have only been, like, a few days after their rations were gone. But it felt like more time.
Yeah, it felt like they shouldn't have survived.
Yeah.
But they got by on hatred for each other.
Yeah. Although there was one point when they were kind of slow dancing together, and I was like, aw.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then they immediately separated and were like, all right, fist up.
Yeah, well, it was weird because, like, it's kind of, it almost felt like a struggle between generations, too.
Yeah.
Which I think we can all kind of relate to a little bit. But
definitely, yeah.
It was weird because, like, there were moments where they got along really well, obviously, because they were drunk and they, like, just didn't fucking care.
Right.
But... Like, they were slow dancing, and then they pull away, and the man's, like, leaning in to kiss the Thomas Howard.
Yeah.
And then he pushes him away, and then they start fighting.
Right.
I'm like, huh?
All right. I mean...
Huh? Confused. It's just kind of a confusing movie, but, like,
yeah.
I guess if you want to be frustrated and you want to see Robert Pattinson's butt, go ahead. That's my conclusion.
All right. I don't know how much more I have to add to that. Oh, also, I just wanted to, because I thought this was kind of confusing. Mm-hmm. I think Thomas Wick killed the old lighthouse caretaker.
Oh, why do you think that?
Okay, so, it's, like, with the books and everything, and he was, like, and at the beginning of the movie, he was, like, all right, what happened to the last caretaker?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had gone mad and died. And then one of the seagulls was missing an eye, the one that was bugging Thomas Howard. And then in the lobster trap, there was the, like, I think he imagined the head
mm-hmm.
of the old caretaker that was missing the eye.
Oh.
I don't know if that's actually true, but I think that's what happened there.
Well, if that were the case, then it would kind of be, like, a legacy of power struggle.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, you get what you give.
Right.
Like, that's actually a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
I didn't catch on to that.
I just
thought he was hallucinating everything.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think he didn't actually see the head in the trap, but I just thought, okay, wait, if he said that the seagulls were the souls of old sailors, or...
Yeah. Wait, when did we find out that the old caretaker had one eye? Does it say?
I don't know. Or... That's the thing. I'm guessing that the head was the caretakers.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Especially because the seagull was bugging Thomas Howard so much throughout the entire movie to the point where he was like, all right, I gotta kill this bird.
Yeah. And bashes it against a rock.
Yeah, jeez.
As one does.
Yep, you know, just casually.
You know, like you do.
Just an everyday occurrence.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I think that was all of our notes. Because honestly, there's like, it's an interesting movie.
Oh yeah, definitely is interesting.
There's a lot that can be dissected from it, but it's just like confusing.
Yeah,
and it's very open to interpretation.
Yeah, it's not something that I would watch again or even like say is my favorite movie, but I'm glad I watched it. I thought it was interesting while I was watching
it. The only time I would ever recommend it was if someone said they had a mermaid kink or if they said they wanted to be really frustrated. I'd be like, oh, I got the movie for you.
Or I don't know, I guess if somebody is pretty analytic and they were like, okay, I want to.
Or if they were really into Greek mythology.
That's true.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. But honestly, like, it's not
a sit down, let's have fun kind of movie.
Yeah. It's a family movie. Right. Oh my gosh, can't wait to watch it with my mom.
Yeah.
My Catholic mom.
Yeah.
I didn't find it like entertaining. It was just kind of like torturous.
Yeah, I did.
Which is the point.
Yeah, that's true. It did a good job at what it was doing. And I did want it to end halfway through, but I was also glued to the screen. I was like,
wait. What's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like to be confused, give it a watch. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's an interesting one.
What would you rate it, like, out of 10?
Out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the like what I'm rating it as. If I'm rating it as an entertainment thing, I'd rate it as like a 2. If I'm rating it as what it was trying to do,
yeah,
like 10 out of 10, it accomplished what it wanted. Okay. Good job, you know.
Yeah. I don't know what I would give it, honestly, because like, even though it wasn't like super entertaining, I was glued to the screen and it did a good job at what it was doing. The cinematography was great. The acting was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All of that. You know, I did enjoy the plot overall. I just thought it lasted too long. So I would give it like maybe a 5 out of 10. Just overall.
I mean, I'm also very smooth brained and I didn't catch on to a lot of things.
No, that's empty.
Exactly.
I feel that.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I actually had to pull up the script and like kind of follow along because I have a difficult time paying attention to movies in the first place. And then when it's like quiet, not a lot's happening, I had to kind of follow along with the script. But that's the only, I'm me, you're you.
I do tend to dissect movies a little bit more. And then like, it's what I do in my free time.
Yeah.
So it's like, and then I always like try to find these
meanings.
Little,
yeah. I mean, I like finding meanings and like all of that stuff, but it's, I don't know. It was just kind of hard
to watch.
It's
a very artsy movie.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah. And I mean, for a piece of art, it's good.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a beautifully shot movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So that is The Lighthouse. Thank you all for listening. Next week, my friend Patty and I will be talking about mental health during the pandemic. And then after that, I think Hope and I are going to be talking about Emily in Paris, which is a
the shit out of it.
It's a very different vibe from The Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And it's problematic, but we're going to talk about it because it just got recommended or nominated for a recommended. You don't recommend. Okay. Nominated.
I recommend this as an Oscar.
It got nominated for the Golden Globes, and we're going to talk about why that's a horrible thing.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Bye. Wahoo. Like Wario.